77 WABC. Oh, welcome back. This is John Katzimatidis, and with us today is Larry Kudlow, and one of the country's leading economists. And Larry, how is our country doing?
Well, our country's economy is doing great. And even though the market was off today, the stock market's doing great. You've got huge profits. You've got free money. There's some temporary inflation, but the market has been seeing through that. The only problem the country's got, if you ask me, is this woke budget resolution from the Democrats, which would raise taxes by, I don't know, $3.5 trillion. Also reports, you know, this crazy idea that we're going to let Europe and foreign countries tax our corporations, give them the power, which is probably unconstitutional. But the market's very uneasy. The market's very uncertain how much of that stuff's going to pass. And rest of the story is great. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And if you ask me, this budget resolution is this is a solution in search of a problem.
And the interest rates keep dropping. The bank stocks, even though they had reasonably good earnings, I don't know, how do you interpret it, have been falling. Is it an opportunity for bank stocks? I mean, they are loaded with money. They can buy back all their stock. What say you?
Yeah, well, listen then. Banks are loaded with cash. Their profits are very good. The stocks didn't do much the last day or two, but the stocks have been strong. So that's a very good sign. I will say it's interesting that bond rates have been falling. You wouldn't think that if we were worried about inflation. So maybe the inflation is temporary. You know, something really bullish, I'm not sure people paid attention to it, but Taiwan Semiconductor Company, which is the world's largest producer of, you know, kind of general merchandise, commodity-type semiconductors. So they are now amping up their production. I think I read they're going to increase production by 60%. That's going to fill in a lot of the supply shortages, like in the car business, right? You can't produce enough cars, so used car prices have been huge, distorting the CPI. I love it that Taiwan Semiconductor is going to boost their chip production. That's a very bullish thing.
There is a shortages of lumber, the shortages of chips, the shortages of everything. What do you project out over the next 90 days? You feel that that's going to level itself out?
I do. My hunch is you're going to get some lousy inflation numbers for another month or two. But I think we're pretty close to the peak. And that's what the bond market is telling you. And so, you know, lumber, take lumber. Lumber prices skyrocketed.
And now they're going down.
Lumber prices have been crashing. Okay, they're down more than 60% in recent weeks. I don't know, it's been about a month. So that's going to make housing a lot cheaper to build. And if some of these local municipalities would fix their regulations, we could build even more housing. But the housing sector's been good. Cheaper lumber is going to really help. You had very good numbers on retail sales today, surprisingly strong sales numbers. Before that, we had very strong manufacturing, industrial production. All that looked very good. So, you know, I think, as usual, the obstacles are coming out of the swamp in Washington, and we don't know how that story is going to turn out. But I think fundamentally, you know, you get a day like today, you lose 300 points. You certainly stick with your guns, and you might think about buying the dip. That's my best advice. Buy the dip. Of course, that's what I always say. Buy the dip.
We got a couple minutes left. What would you like to tell all Americans on the middle of July and the market being seesawing and interest rates are down a little bit? Well, what do you want to tell American people?
You know, keep your chin up. Things are getting, the economy is booming. People going back to work, rates are low, and profits are high, and everybody's making money. Businesses are opening left and right. I mean, I think the most interesting story in the last 24, 48 hours, John, is Madam Psaki, Biden's press secretary, You know, she let the cat out of the bag. There is collusion. The Biden White House has been talking to Facebook about what they should allow on their platform or what they should not allow. That's exactly the collusion and censorship that President Trump has been writing about in his op-ed piece that he's brought a lawsuit. And they just kind of leaked it out. I don't think they intended to. They tried to walk it back, and now it looks even worse. And Facebook just came out with a statement saying, well, yeah, we actually have been in touch with the Biden White House about things, for example, discussing COVID and what not to do and what to do and getting vaccines. You know, that's kind of craziness that permeates the swamp. Trump was right. We now got fresh evidence of that. Everybody hates censorship. This is not a country that believes in Big Brother watching over you. We'll leave that to the crazy communists in Cuba and Venezuela and China. America is a different place. So I think actually it's the gift that keeps on giving. Finally, the cat's out of the bag. The toothpaste has been squeezed out of the tube, and now we can go to work and stop the censorship by these big media tech companies. That's an important thing, and it broke last night and today.
Larry Kudlow, thank you so much for coming on, and have a great weekend. Hopefully the sun will shine this weekend.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. This is the Cats at Night, and I'm here with George Venizelos, former assistant director of the FBI, Governor David Patterson, Lydia Serrani. And let's take a break. And who are we coming back with?
We are coming back with, George, do you want to introduce?
Yeah, retired DEA Special Agent Derek Maltz.
And I understand he's a good friend of yours, so we're going to let you handle it.
Great.
Okay, let's take a break.